It's the worst street in town. It's so bad. But you're not afraid, are you? Of course you are. So am I. But we don't have to drive it every day. Not like him. Him. Down there. Tooling his big black and white around the endless curve of Police Street. Now, don't tell me you wouldn't like to cruise in one of those screamers. So come on. Come on down. Settle back here, back in the back seat. Don't mind the bars between you and the driver. They're for your protection, not his.
1 foot fighter 22, 1 foot fighter 22.
Him?
Come in, please.
Who's him? A nobody.
1 foot fighter 22,
one just
foot
fighter a cop.
22. Come in, please.
His name's Kulzip. Detective Lieutenant Random Kulzip, XPD. And he's been on the force so long he looks like a 57-year-old potato in a trick suit.
1 foot fighter 22. One housewife 45, one housewife 45. This is one daddy 57.
He's forgotten at home, and he runs his siren just for company, but he's a crumpled kind of hero to his wife.
This is one housewife 45. I'm reading you, dear. Reading you, sir. Reading you, one daddy 57.
Where in hell's 1 foot fighter 22?
Locating. I have a 36 via location.
Okay. Hook it up.
I am hooking.
What is she saying?
He's a tough guy with television dreams who's in a fight to keep this street quiet. His street.
This 1 foot fighter 22. One foot fighter 22.
This is one daddy 57. Where the hell are you? State your position.
Position is vertical. Position of chopper horizontal. I have a suspect of obelisk at corner of police and Eat Street. We have a 666 going here, boss. We are closing.
Okay.
Hold on! There's a beautiful little Negro schoolgirl getting off the back of a bus here. She's right in the line of fire.
Sergeant, act police and state your code.
Now, one daddy, 59.
Seven.
I mean seven. This is one. Beach ball, 29. Plug's going in too fast. We got a dangerous situation built up down here. We got to read this guy his rights, but...
He hasn't got any. I'm going in there, boss.
Bust him good. Go get him.
Hold back. Hey, sir, what about the law? We got a possible 666 here.
Junior, you zip up your 492 and get off this feed, unless you want to go back to rolling D-38s on drunk patrol.
But, sir!
Clong, clong. Clong, can you report a code 13? Repeat, a code 13.
A one daddy 57, this a 1 foot fighter 22. Affirmative, this sucker is exterminated.
Excellent.
Gee, this is awful, Dad. Clong's loaded on dope and he's killing people.
Tell it to the Xmas bunny, kid. Clong, how many did you get?
Reporting three unarmed Correction, one unarmed tourist, the other two had arms, and one cute little pussy cat.
One dog food zip nine, come in. Good news, boy. Klong wasted the pussy cat. We need 2 minutes, then jump
You're
on those
sitting
hookers,
in
good
a
boy.
Puddle of excitement, aren't you? But he's dry. He squeals fast up Police Street to the terminal bar because he needs another shot. Because the street is tough and dirty. Not like at home, where everything he fears stands ankle deep in tears and detergents.
Dear, where's the dead cat?
It's in the soap dish.
But there's soap in the soap dish.
Yeah. The cat's in the soap.
What?
Yes, dear. There's a whole dead cat in every bar of dead cat soap.
Over the Edge. The story of Peggy and what a woman feels when she must find out for herself the things her husband does not know and face the fact that life must go on. Even over the edge.
Peggy, you look beautiful.
Elliot.
Peggy, may I come in?
Oh, I'm so glad you're here.
Am I early?
No. Please, let's not talk about it.
Well, you know what I want to talk about, Peggy.
Peggy. Not now. Not here.
All right. May I fix a drink?
Oh, I'd like one too, Elliot. Go ahead. I'll just turn off the shower. I left it running when I heard you knock.
Shall I make three? Where's Random?
Well, Elliot, I don't think he's coming home again tonight.
Just driving around.
I think
drunk, probably.
I think you're my date.
Peggy.
Oh, I do hope that horrible Herbert Dunk won't be there again tonight.
Oh, he has to be.
Hook me up.
All right, Peggy. How do you think it looks? You and me at the swings party, just the two of us without your husband. Here's your gimlet, dear. What will Rich and Linda think? Not to mention Woodrow Stool.
Please don't.
Milton Pipe. I owe him a lot of money for the airport.
You owe a lot of people a lot of money for a lot of airports.
Peggy?
Oh, Sue.
You poor darling, I just heard.
Hello, Peggy.
Oh, hello, Cecil.
Hi, Elliot.
Is it true?
It's a damn shame about this.
Is it true that Skipper can't be governor now? Oh, not ever? I'm so glad you came. Skipper would be so glad, too.
Oh, Peggy.
If he knew.
Where's Random?
Out? Looking for Kim?
Probably drunk driving around.
Kim? Peggy?
Oh, thank you, Elliot.
Oh, I didn't tell you yet. Kim's disappeared.
Was Carl Clark?
We don't know.
Oh, Peggy, when will we know? I mean, about Skipper.
We'll know when Dr. Fork gets here with the antidote.
With the antidote. I'll let him in. Oh, hello, Ethel.
Hello, Elliot. You know Doris Drain, don't you, Elliot?
I sure do. Hello, Doris.
Hello, Elliot. Hello, Peggy.
Hello, Doris. Hello, Ethel.
Hello, Peggy. This is our friend Woodrow Stool.
Hello, Peggy.
Hello, Woodrow.
Hi, Elliot. Well, hello, Sue. I didn't expect to see you here.
Hello, Woodrow. You remember my husband, Cecil?
Good evening, Cecil.
Hello, Woody. I'm Sue.
Hello, Woodrow. Hello, Doris.
Hi.
Hello, Ethel. Smells like a dead cat in here. Oh, Peggy.
By the way, Peggy, does Random know where that Skipper is?
He must. He caught them all together in the oven. Skipper and poor little Bozo. And Bill Bagg.
Oh. Billy Bagg. Oh, Roland Bagg's son.
Yes.
Doesn't he wear eye makeup?
Well, Woodrow, right now he's drunk, driving here with Dr. Fork.
Poor Peggy.
Who's Peggy?
I am. Hello, Woodrow.
Hello, Peggy.
We met before.
Oh, did you meet Ethel?
I don't remember. Would anyone like one of these?
please.
Oh, Cindy.
Oh, so you are Cindy.
Oh, and you must be Elliot's mother.
I'm Peggy.
Well, I'm Cindy, and this is Sandy, Candy, and Wendy.
No, I...
Come in, girl.
How was your flight, Peggy?
Cindy.
This is Mrs. Suit.
Hello, Cindy. What were your friends' names?
I'm Sandy, and this is Candy and Wendy.
Oh, well, Sandy, aren't you a friend of Kim's?
Kim's? You mean Kim Clark?
You mean Kim and Carl are...
Clocks. Poor Carol.
Carol Block. I know Carol Block. Dr. Fork's nurse.
You mean Carl and Carol Clock are finally...
Please, please. Carl is my brother, Mr. Suit. I am Candy Clock.
That's all right, Candy. I'm Cecil Suit. This is Ethel Shue and Doris Drain.
Well, I bet you don't remember old Woodrow Stool,
Candy. Stop it, all of you! I know what you all must be thinking. That Random is never coming home. That Skipper's better off the way he is. And Kim is gone to hell!
Urza put the brakes on hard. Three Finger Mickey, the bartender at the drive-in, had his takeout order ready, like every day.
Tick-tock, 6 o'clock, time to stop at the Terminal Lounge. All triple drinks, double price. It's Kabluna hour.
Hold your olives, hold your onions, Meckle Face.
It's you, Lieutenant. You want a side of vodka today?
Yeah, the regular, fill me up.
Okie dokie, 6 cups coming up. By the way, Lieutenant, my son says they're lining up to see your little girl.
You keep your metal nose out of my daughter's business, or I'll stamp a 686 across your meat and liquor ticket.
Okay, no offense, officer. Here comes your order.
Three Finger Mickey was probably the closest friend Cool Zip had, he thought, as he closed the window hard on Mickey's fingers. The six little drinks in their white cups tinkled as Cool Zip sped off without paying. Extra straws, like usual, good old Mickey, made drinking easy, made it easy to forget about his daughter Kim and her peculiar talent.
Oh, excuse me. Well, I'll bet you're ready for a break and all the hot action. I'm ready, too. For a long, tall, delicious glass of meat. Yes, there's nothing like hot, sugar-fed meat served up in attractive, individually packaged swallows like these. So why don't you just lie back and enjoy it? Oh, don't worry about the mess. My lips are sealed. But I'll open up for you, Maurice, and all the people here tonight with you on this wonderful Maurice Slowboat Depression Hotline Caravan, where at last somebody is doing something about me.
Thanks, Kim, honey. This certainly is a different Kim Cool we're seeing tonight than we've seen all these years on television and in that commercial. And I'm personally proud to have had you as my celebrity cleanup co-chair creature for this circle
Thank
of excitement.
Yes.
And listen to those phones ring. We're climbing out of hell on your phone calls.
I just wish more people would call, Maurice.
A million have, Kim, honey. And that's enough, because it puts us right up to the seventh circle of help, where you'll talk to the anguished, the depraved, the depressed, because this depression treats everyone with equal violence.
Yes.
Isn't that right, Virgil?
No, I'm afraid that's not right.
No, damn it, it wasn't right, Random thought dimly as he gagged down the last margarita and ate the cup. The street ahead whipped back and forth across the windshield like a broken toy. But he wasn't depressed. He wasn't anguished. Not now. Not until...
One daddy of 65. Come in. This an order. It's getting late, Cool Zip. You on hold and slash of time now. Come in.
Okay, hello. Assume the position, Clung. I'm still on top here.
Not now, sucker. I have just been appointed governor. You'll retire.
What are you talking about, Clung? You can't retire me, Clung.
He banged drunkenly at the radio with his fist, then kicked at it, smashing it, still hearing that depraved voice. He couldn't go home. He'd rather stomp down on the accelerator, grind it harder, let go of the wheel, just let go, give it up, just give it back.
Hey, while I get my pants back, they belong to the city.
Now, let me just help you put on this snakeskin war bonnet here, Skipper. Ah, you look real fine, but you do look just a little bit nervous.
Well, I'm almost naked, and I feel very unprotected.
That's because he needs what every Indian warrior needs, Gene.
This!
Yes, it's a fantastic, bulletproof Indian ghost den
shirt. Hey.
It's genuine turquoise denim, hand-labeled and sized to be one of a kind from Kachina Industries. Shirt and wardrobe bonnet assemble, total value $700.
Gee, that's a day's pay.
Okay, Chief, you're all dressed up now, and of course you're ready to give it back.
Right, Gene. And of course, everyone knows how the game works. Skipper will be accumulating prizes today for this week's Abandoned Americans, the Dog Indian.
Pathetic survivors of a harder way of life, the Dog Indian Band of Hooker, California, need everything they could get.
Oh, well, I'll get to help some Indians.
That's right,
and
Skipper.
And win.
Well, isn't this exciting?
Well, yeah, I like the shirt. I feel real brave.
Yes, of course.
Like Do an Indian feel brave.
That's right. Do you feel brave enough to face facts?
I'll face anything. I want to win anything. Come on, let's go.
You better be ready for anything, Skipper, because, you know, who has to do the giving up?
No, who?
It's your own parents.
Now, wait a minute.
Slipper's parents,
now, that's not
Mr.
fair.
And Ms. Random and Peggy Kozip, live at 714 Police Street in Heater, California.
All right, Skipper. Just come down this way, down the old Trail of Tears.
Well, matching your own fabulous cash prize with something of real personal value, Skipper, your parents will be giving up
the family car.
Oh, no, they can't give up the car.
Right inside.
Well, all right,
I'll look out, Skipper. Look out in there because, gee, don't you think there's a big wind coming up?
Oh, that's right, Don. Because Skipper's locked inside our brand new Gitche Gumi Money Tunnel. Oh. And you better start protecting yourself, Skip, because it's blowing up a hurricane of silver dollars!
Oh, hey. And all you've got is your shirt.
Well, come on, silly. Cover your face with your shirt.
Use your shirt.
That's right. Oh, ow!
Oh, hey.
Well, what does the computer say, Ken?
Skipper won the first round, Don.
Oh, that's terrific.
He managed to hold on to 5,301 slippery silver dollars.
Hey, and your lucky parents have lost their family car, and it's already gone to the grateful dogs.
Well, look, I was just trying to win some in the tunnel back there.
Gosh, Skipper, that berserk means you're in trouble again, because now we're on double golden slasher time.
And that means your folks lose Dad's work car as well!
Oh, wait a minute, not the black screamer.
Yes,
that's
this beautiful, nearly new atomic powered police car and dignified cream and black meets or exceeds current acceptable meaningless standards for discharge of deadly waste by Mr. Ben of Deadwood.
And it's fully loaded, Skipper. It has a bomb under the seat for protection in every emergency.
Well, what about that, Skipper?
Well, he can't live without that car.
Who cares?
What?
Relax and be an Indian. Forget about the restless world of Anglo-Saxon discipline, Skipper, because it's round two, and I've got a fabulous choice for you to make.
Let's take a peek inside and see what's waiting for you inside Princess Minnehaha's teepee.
Well, look what you can win!
It's a dream package to the capital of dreams, Hollywood, California. Yes, Skipper, you'll be treated like a true celebrity by people who really like you.
You'll give interviews, lead parades, and attend a fabulous event with a glamorous Hollywood starlet.
Yes, she's Hollywood's ultra X-rated Kim Cool.
That's my sister.
But first, you and Kim will dress together in matching goatskin body bags.
Bags by bag of Beverly Hills.
Then you'll be driven to the big affair in TV's famous funny Indian funny car. Yes, you'll go down in complete comfort.
While she admires the handsome gearship novel custom Spanish decorator design, it's the Indian Mobile by Dorka Burbank.
Well, where do you think you're going, Skipper?
I think I'm going crazy.
You're going to the fabulous Academy Awards celebration!
Yes, Skipper, you'll represent your tribe at the very citadel of power.
The dogs?
You'll mingle with the attractive crowd.
You'll introduce yourself to important people who may be able to help your tribe back home.
You'll step backstage to snort cocaine with a well-known entertainment personality.
That's a 7-11.
Then, Skipper, you know what? You know what you're gonna do?
No.
You're gonna make a speech!
Me?
It's your chance to lift your people out of bondage as you brandish a real 00-gauge shotgun by Bang of Brentwurst.
Hey.
Skipper, you'll address the glimmering crowd of stars like an equal.
That's a gun.
And you'll hold the nation spellbound with these stirring words.
Eat flaming death, fascist media pigs.
Yes, sirree, you'll hold all of Hollywood for ransom, Skipper.
It's on live TV.
As you threaten to exterminate famous superstars and sports notables one by one.
Yes, Skipper, it's your gallant bid to give America back to the dogs.
Think of the suspense. Think of the ratings.
I've always wanted to do something important.
And you will, Skipper, if you make the right choice right now.
What choice?
You can save the country.
Do I get to keep the gun?
But in return, your parents, back on the reservation, will have to give up
everything!
What? Yes, and that means everything!
Right down to your dad's electric razor, his radio, and all his shoes!
Yes, that's true. You know, even your mom's treasured album of memories. And she'll have to give up all her rich friends.
Yes, you know, they're gonna have to live in a mud hut.
Huts by dog and hooker.
And go to those goat matches every Saturday night like everybody else.
But look, that's no choice.
Well, that is your choice.
But it was the only logical choice. And there he goes. It's his last ride up Police Street. Only this time, he's not driving.
Look, Mom, look at that.
Well, aren't you glad you can get up and walk away from it? Because he can't. All Random Cool Zip can do now is listen to a new siren while a voice calls somebody else's number.
Looks real.
What a mess.
I like the car. Those are good cars.